Right, I'm going to tell you a story. You like a story, do you? The title of the story is You Are Special. And it's a made-up story. It's not a true story. And it's a story about Wemmix. Wemmix are little wooden people. Wemmix are all different. There aren't two Wemmix the same, not in this story. And in the story, all the Wemmix have been made by the same woodcarver called Eli. So he's made them all. He's made them all different. And there they are. It's not a very good picture, but it's the one from the book. Okay. There's some Wemmix. And they live in a village. They've come alive. They were made by Eli out of wood. He lives up on that house on the top of the hill. And the Wemmix live in the little village below. And you can see there's a fat one, small one, ones with big noses, big tummies, all sorts of different Wemmix. Now, this is what Wemmix like to do all day. No, they're not shopping. Do you notice the little Wemmix in the front? He's got a box. And if you look carefully, the two Wemmix at the back there, they're putting things on people. They're actually putting stickers on people. I don't know if you can see that. They're putting a star, and that one's having a star there. And the one in the front is getting a little dot out of his box, a grey dot, ready to do something with. Let's have a look what he's going to do with it. He's putting it on someone. Now, he's got this one that's putting it on, it's got a star. Now, star stickers are for Wemmix that can jump high, run fast, are tall, look handsome, sing nicely, are talented in some way. But grey dots are for Wemmix that aren't good at jumping, aren't really much good at anything. You can see he's not got legs that jump very well. Can you see that? He's got a big nose, he's not very good looking, and he's already got, I think, four grey dots. His name is Punchinello. Punchinello. And he's not very happy. In fact, can you see this chap at the side? He looks quite pleased about putting a grey dot on someone. Yes, not very nice. Right. These sort of came, you know, the top bit missed. I don't know why. I'm not very clever. But there's Punchinello. He's looking very down because he's got lots of grey dots. Lots of people think he's not much good. And he's beginning to feel that he isn't much good. Perhaps he's not a very good Wemmick. Perhaps they're right. And actually, he doesn't want to mix with the other Wemmix much because whenever he goes out, they give him more dots. Sometimes, just because he's got a lot of grey dots, they give him another one. So he's feeling really down and not very happy at all. But one day, he meets a different kind of Wemmick. One that he has never met before. This Wemmick is different. Have a look. We've got other female. But that's not what's different. She is tall. She is beautiful. She is lovely. She is smiling. But she's stickerless. She's got no stickers. Punchinello cannot understand. He said, why haven't you got any stickers? Doesn't anybody try and put stickers on you? And she said, they do. They do try and put stickers on me. but the stickers slip off me. Don't you know, I thought, that's fantastic. I'd love that. I'd love it if all those stickers that people put on me didn't stick. I don't like having all those marks from other people on me. It's not very nice. And she said, well, do you want to know the secret? Yes, he said, tell me, what is it? What is the secret of being stickerless? And she said, look, that is the secret. You need to go up the hill and see Eli. That's Eli's house at the top. He's the wood carver. If you go there every day, you might become stickerless too. Wow. Punchinello was thinking about it, and then he thought, well, Eli might want to see this lady who was called Lucia, but me, I'm not sure. And she was sort of pondering it, and Lucia skipped off. So Punchinello went back home, and he had a think. And he thought, what shall I do? What if Eli doesn't want to see me? I mean, why would he want to see me? And then he thought, but I'd really like to get rid of these stickers. I hate it when people keep putting stickers on me. And so he decided, next day, I'm going to go a walk and I'm going to go up that hill and I'm going to go and see Eli. So he decided to do that. And the next day he did. He went up the hill, went to that big house. The door was slightly open. He went into the house, but it was very big in there. And he was very small. And he thought, this isn't the right place. I'm going to go back out. And he was just about to turn round and go back out when he heard, in a very deep voice, Punchinello! Punchinello! How lovely to see you! He was amazed. He said, how do you know my name? And Eli said, I know your name. I made you! So, Eli stooped down and he said, look, let me come and let me see you. And so he picked Punchinello up and put him on his workbench. He said, oh, Punchinello, you've got lots of grey dots. Oh, Punchinello said, I do try to jump high and I do try to do the right things. And Eli said, don't worry. I'm not bothered what other Wemmicks think about you. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to you what other Wemmicks think about me. No, said Eli, it doesn't matter to me and it shouldn't matter to you. They're Wemmicks just like you. What really matters is what I think about you. Do you know what I think about you? I think you're pretty special. Me? Me special? Yes, said Eli. I think you're special. You're special because you're mine. I made you, and I don't make mistakes. I've been waiting for you to come and see me. There is Eli holding Punchinello in his hands and he's saying, I've been waiting for you to come and see me. And Punchinello said, well, I came because Lucia said that if I come to you, I might lose my black marks, my grey dots. And Eli said, well, you know, Lucia doesn't have any stickers because what matters to her is what I think about her. For her, that's more important than what other people think. And the stickers only stick if you let them stick. But if you come and see me every day and let me remind you that you're special and I love you, then maybe your stickers will start to slip off. Imagine, I thought, could that be true? Is that it? I don't understand. And Eli said, it'll take a bit of time. But if you come and spend time with me each day, you'll begin to realise that you are special. You're special to me. You're mine. And Eli put Punchinello back down on the floor, and Punchinello thought, I think Eli really meant that. And as he thought about what Eli has said, one of his stickers fell off. So I wonder if I were to ask you to put yourself into that story, where would you put yourself? Where are you? Ooh. Who are you in the story? Are you someone that is giving out grey spots? I hope you aren't. It's very, very easy to give out grey spots. It's something that humans love to do. We like to give out grey spots. And it's not a good thing to do. Because they stick. And so many people have been hurt by grey spots. Are you someone getting lots of grey spots? I hope not. Do you know, the sad thing is that some people even give themselves grey spots. That's amazing, but we do. We can give ourselves grey spots. We can say bad things to ourselves about ourselves. So I hope you're not there. I hope you're someone that's starting to lose their stickers, because you're beginning to realise that what other people say about you is not what really matters. What really matters is what the one who really knows you is saying about you. I hope you're someone that spending time with your Maker. Because it's in God's presence that we begin to realise that actually He loves us. He is actually waiting for us to spend time with Him. And that is just incredible and amazing. Why should God be wanting to spend time with us? I mean, it makes sense for us to want to spend time with Him. But why should He want to spend time with us? Why on earth should He want a relationship with us? It doesn't make sense, does it? But He made us. And we are His. And He loves us. He's proved that He loves us. And He just wants us to spend time with Him. I think there may be one more, I can't remember. Yeah. You are special. That's what God wants to say to you today. You are special. He's got a plan for each one of us. And we can mess things up, but still he can turn the messed up things into good and make the plan again. There's never a point in which he says, they've lost it, they've spoiled it, I can't do anything with them. Never. Always. He's saying to us, you're special. And whatever was in the past, I can do something with you now in the future. You're mine, and you're special, and you're worth it. And I just want you to spend time with me. So that's all that I'd got to say today. I know there weren't any Bible verses, but it's all what the Bible is saying, isn't it? And if God's been saying something to you from this, it's a good idea just to agree with someone else, to tell someone else. Because sometimes God speaks to us and we just go home and forget it. And God wants to work his word into us. And often it's by just saying, yeah, God reminded me that I'm special. And just agreeing with someone else. So if that's you, do go to the prayer area and just agree with someone else that you are special. Those grey dots need to fall off. They're unhelpful because they're not the truth. The truth is what God says about us.